Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
No place I'd rather be
than right here. Tom and Laura in the morning. Another week of, toughen out the changes. You heard Mark talk about in the COVID update, almost a dozen new cases in the area, but still well below that number that allows us to stay green. I'm seeing some weird things. I'm seeing retail outlets and different places where no one's wearing a mask. That was yesterday, and I was like, wait, what? And then when you're outside, you know, if you keep your social distance, you don't have to wear a mask. But a lot of those people just move inside and they never put the mask on. Be careful. Please, let's be careful. Let's keep going till this thing is completely wiped out. Don't give up now. Don't lose your concentration now. All right. The weather's beautiful, and I think that has something to do with it. The weather gets nice and everybody goes, let's get outside. Nothing wrong with that. I actually watched a baseball game yesterday in the Selins Grove area. It was a scrimmage game, but it was kind of cool. Like, you know, exhibition or whatever they want to call it. 12-year-old kids. It was pretty neat. Everybody's outside. Everybody's feeling good. But if you take that inside, make sure you keep that mask in your pocket. Another reason to celebrate today, it is National Fudge Day. What does that mean?
Fudge. Wonderful fudge.
Oh, yeah.
Fudge and fudge town. Fudge. Loads of fudge. So much fudge.
We can hardly budge.
Yeah. Go eat some fudge today. Make some fudge. Eat it. Not me. Doctor's orders. For KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in Sunbury. Laura Good at home in Elysburg. We'll check with Laura. Coming up, news coming up as well. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob Center with the sports update and a check on a beautiful AccuWeather forecast. We have another new sponsor. Where's that memo? Things have been tough. Even here in radio, when you're locally owned, you're not owned by a big national conglomerate. You have to take the sponsors where you get them, and keep the lights on, you know what I mean? So go ahead.
This portion of our show is brought to you by The Lucky Spigot. Oh. We're that store in the strip mall that never has cars out front, yet somehow stays open. The Lucky Spigot.
I think it has to do with money laundering, actually, but 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but Mark, I'm excited. The Ford Bronco is coming back next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a picture on my phone from like 4 years ago, a prototype. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to come out in 2017, then no, 2018. Then they're experimenting with the aluminum body like the truck, so they're going to wait another year. It's coming out next month. And it's going to be released on O.J. Simpson's birthday. Now, I don't know. Is that a coincidence?
Do they want the white one? They're going to sell a white one?
Maybe they'll sell only white. And it only goes so slow, especially on the freeway.
Who's wanted a Bronco with a lift kit on it and a big knobbly tires?
Remember when they were released, they were small, and they were introduced as like the four-wheel drive sports car or something. And then they got really big. And then they came out during the energy crisis with the Bronco 2, which was really small again.
So Bronco started out small and then became a big one.
Okay. They were trying to go after the Jeep CJ, which is now a Wrangler. But introduced way back in 1966.
Bronco. Bronco. Ford Bronco. First four-wheel drive sports car. Blazing a new trail of excitement. The new Ford Bronco for 1966. A rough, tough, go-anywhere, climb-anything sports car.
Yeah!
Choice of powerful six or big new 200-horsepower V8 engine. Clear out snow in four-wheel drive. Cruise down a road in two. Two-wheel drive without annoying whine. Smooth as silk on paved roads.
Smooth as silk!
Bronco gives you synchronized shifting.
Ooh.
Velvet smooth coil spring drive. Bronco Roadster, built for fun. Bronco Sports Utility.
We're just grunting. We're being real men here for just put up with it a few more seconds, people. Mark and I will be okay.
V8 Bronco at your Ford dealer.
The Bronco is back, just in time for OJ's birthday. 94KX. Seen a Post Malone commercial yet for Doritos? It's just hilarious. I know, it's either going to make you laugh or it's going to gross you out. A Dorito face tattoo? Really? News is next. Coming up with sports in AccuWeather, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury. Laura in Elysburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
G-Wagon, G-Wagon, G-Wagon.
Wow.
What does that mean? I don't even know. Google it, I guess, Tom.
Don't think about it.
You're way
too
old.
Just enjoy the beat.
Yeah, that's it. Just enjoy the music. Don't try to figure out the words. Don't try to be over-intelligent, especially when you're on the morning show. I saved this one for you, Laura. Rumor has it there are at least 36 intelligent races in outer space. At least 36, according to British scientists.
I agree with that.
Now, here's the downside. Unfortunately, they're 17,000 light years away, which is going to make it impossible to communicate with them.
Until we discover the wrinkle in the time warp continuum, we won't be able to access those other intelligent races.
What? The wrinkle in the what? The what are you talking about?
We need
about?
A wormhole. We need to be able to, you know, like get from here to there at light speed. Star Trek style, but we haven't
Star Trek
yet
style.
Invented that technology, so.
No, it is not in any update in your iPhone. It is not coming
My
soon.
My iPhone updated overnight last night.
So did I. That's why I said that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. A few things were changed. And I just wish there was a little bit more warning from Apple. Because
Wait.
If you're going to take away certain emojis and switch where things are on the keyboard and like reset things, I need to know in advance. I'm a creature of habit.
You did not get a warning yesterday? That must have been some kind of wrinkle and some kind of time warp. I was warned.
It just did it overnight. I didn't see anything yesterday.
I was
say,
warned
like, oh,
continually.
You have a new update.
Continually yesterday. Every time I looked down at my phone, it said, you will be getting, X out of it, It was worse than getting company memos when you're trying to work.
Yeah, we're on, iOS 13.5.1.
Yeah, that sounds like a Star Trek episode, doesn't it?
Stardate 13.5.1. I bet those other intelligent races are listening to us right now, and they're like, guys, just be quiet. We don't care about your iPhones.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:12. Good morning. Back to the 90s. It was Soul to Soul. Take that. Hey, for the millennials eating breakfast this morning, before you head out to the gym, are you having a good, healthy breakfast? According to a new study, no. Millennials love junk cereal. Ooh.
Like, really?
Yeah. I would have never saw this coming. I thought it was like people my age who grew up with, let's just say, the fun cereals.
Can't get enough Super Sugar Crisp.
Give me some sugar.
Super Sugar Crisp is my reward. Start your day with a good breakfast featuring Post Super Sugar Crisp.
Yeah.
It's a honey sweet vitamin treat.
That's right, Laura. Start your day with some honey sweet sugar crisp. Sugar Bear was the coolest,
a honey
man.
Honey sweet sugary treat. See, that's me that doesn't say breakfast.
No, it says breakfast for you. I'm almost afraid to ask.
Today we are having a smoothie.
Yes, of course you are. A green smoothie.
Mm-hmm. It has avocado and spinach. I didn't make it yet. Like, I have my freezer pack ready, like I showed folks on another Try It Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think my husband loves sugary cereal, but he eats it like as a snack at nighttime.
You know what? I think that's a good thing. It's like grabbing a cookie or two or a donut. You know, it's like just have a bowl of sugary cereal. What the heck?
Sometimes, oh my gosh, there's more sugar in that cereal than there is in a cookie.
Woof.
Right?
You're right. So grab the cereal you want at the supermarket. Speaking of that, I think we're heading off to Wise.
It's the Wise Market sizzling summer sweepstakes, and it's time to be an instant winner right now with 94KX. Call 1-800-326-94KX, and if you're the 10th caller, you'll instantly claim a $20 gift card.
That is wonderful!
And you'll be in the drawing for a $100 summer grilling gift card with Tom and Laura in the morning.
All right!
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Biter's birthday buddies coming up from Biter's Furniture and Appliance in Sunbury. Musical birthdays this morning. Quite an array. Wow. You ready, Laura?
Probably. Go ahead. I'm excited.
Okay, first, MC Ren from NWA, 51 years old today.
Whoa.
Straight out of Compton.
Yes.
Now, on the total other side of the music realm, Italian-Canadian singer-songwriter Gino Vannelli is 68 years old today. For those of you who listen to The Valley 100.9, I just want to stop, tell you that I love you, babe. That song, I'm sure you have a bunch, as I do. That song is so corny, but when you hear it, you can't turn it off. You know, there's those kind of songs. And
every once in a while, we need a little bit of cheese in our life, right? Yeah. Just a little bit of over-the-top corniness does the body good.
In the musical diet. Rob the Sports Center is wearing a Barry Manilow t-shirt today, so there's cheese for you.
I am a fan of Lowe.
So am I, but you like it's like it doesn't come up in cocktail party conversation. You know, like somebody,
no, very true.
Somebody says, yeah, I saw Billy Joel. Oh, I saw Bruce Springsteen. And nobody yells out, I saw Barry Manilow in his final tour.
Saw Barry Manilow.
Of course.
And that white piano came up through the middle of the stage, and I felt like my soul was flying. It was amazing.
You stole that trick from Liberace, but that's not important now. anyway.
Speaking of over the top.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Elsewhere musically, Eddie LaVert is 78 years old, the lead vocalist of the 70s soul band, the OJs. Yeah.
Okay.
And today would have been the birthday of Tupac.
Tupac Shakur. Good there stuff.
So there's all the musical birthdays. But we also like to pay tribute with Biter's birthday buddies to the local rock stars. Or as Laura calls them.
Biter's birthday buddies.
Oh, I love when you take the lead on that. Anyway, Amanda Carlson is 36 years old today. Happy birthday.
Brandy Fries from Sealands Grove turns 24 today.
Bryce Westfall is 23 today.
Candy Engel turns 41.
Happy birthday to Dawn Kurtz. She lives in Paxinus. She's the nifty 50.
Gladys Dunkel turns 32 today.
Happy birthday to Heather Bickle. She's from Dry Valley. She's 40.
A very happy birthday to Joseph Conquest, 32 today.
Wow, there's the last name. Karen Yablonski from Cole Township is 68 today.
Mary Ellen Klein from Danville turns 73.
Michelle Hummel, she's over in Norrie. She's 52 today.
Sarah Kratovich from Mount Carmel turns 33.
Love the way you say those Mount Carmel names like you mean it. Stephanie Hines is 39 today.
Steve Coons from Mifflinburg turns 44.
Happy birthday, Vicki Eisenhower. She is 66 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Virginia Deaton from Sealands Grove, 39 today.
On the text club, Heather Putman hits us up and says, I'm going to cover all social media formats because I want to make sure you get Peyton Putman's birthday on.
Yes,
she's 15.
I saw that too.
So, I mean, way to go, Mom. You covered it all, but Peyton is 15 today. Happy birthday. Love that name, Peyton.
We have a couple more from Facebook.
Okay.
Miranda Bailey turns 30 today. Happy birthday. Will Hornberger turns 37. And Keith's Aunt Ronnie, Veronica Zielinski. She's celebrating a birthday today, 58 years young. Happy birthday, Aunt Ronnie.
Way to go, Ronnie. All right. Everybody's got a birthday, right?
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can make like Peyton's mom. Message us on the 94KX Facebook page, text us at 49330, or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. To be in it to win it, though, become a member of our text club, text us, and sign up at WQKX.com.
Mm-hmm. Each and every morning at about this time, it's
Biter's Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
Yeah. 94KX, I just like to add that part. Sorry.
Yeah.
I do it like Rain Man. Yeah.
I like it.
I'm an excellent driver. Earlier this morning, we revealed that the Ford Bronco is coming back. At last, Ford has been talking about it for years. They're finally releasing it next month. the brand new Ford Bronco. Mark Lawrence and I, very excited about it. What you don't know is that Laura has a big'em truck to tow her horsies. You would
indeed.
New Bronco.
I want the new Bronco.
Yes. We played the throwback commercial from 1966 when the Bronco first came out, and it was so corny cool. The Ford Bronco. Dun, 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 the Ford Bronco. It was like the Wild Wild West. It was so cool. But anyway, here's the funny part, and I'm still searching the webs, trying to find out if this is on purpose or not. The Ford Bronco will be reintroduced on O.J. Simpson's birthday.
Oh, boy.
That's just funny.
Really?
And, of course, Mark Lawrence wanted to know if it will only be available in plain white and only be able to drive really slow on the freeway. We do remember the chase scene.
Wearing black gloves that may or may not fit.
Driving gloves sold separately. Mm-hmm. Sold separately. Yes. Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, that was one piece that we liked. Here's another thing I'm investigating on the intro web, and you're so good at this investigation stuff. Where's Roarstown, Pennsylvania? I keep confusing it with Roarsburg. But there's a man in Roarstown, Pennsylvania, who's trying to start something since the pandemic began. And some people ring bells, some people sing, some people applaud first line workers at 7 o'clock. Every night, Michael Luckenbill from Roarstown, PA, at 6 p.m., plays the bagpipes.
6 o'clock in the afternoon, I come out, and I play my bagpipes, whatever comes to mind. Come out and listen, they play, they jump in the puddles, and we're just doing it because we need to get out of the house.
Now, Laura, you know my Irish-Scottish heritage. I am one of the few people in the world that actually love the bagpipes.
This is hilarious. So I Googled where Roarstown is, not Roarsburg.
Right.
And it's near Lancaster.
Okay, so it is
within
our listening
audience. Which is like sort of the duchy epicenter of our fair state. So it's just sort of surprising to me that there's a man playing the bagpipes in Pennsylvania's Deutsch country.
Yeah, the Deutsch country. Yeah, that's a trick thing.
Yeah, jawohl.
So I'm thinking since you booked the guests on this show, and this guy's only in Lancaster.
Should we try and get him?
We need to keep him in mind when St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Okay, now that we can make happen.
If we could get Michael Luckenbill up here, he will do something I did. He will do something I did on the morning show here back in the early 90s where I replaced all the 94KX jingles with bagpipes for St. Patrick's Day. but back then, I think it was, when was it, 1994? I don't remember. All I know is there was a professor at Bucknell that played the bagpipes. And he said, sure, I'll come over. And he did it including the 94KX news opening, which was the coolest thing ever. So instead of da 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 da, it was like wah 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 wah
wah. Too funny.
It was so funny. But anyway, congratulations to Michael, and I hope your bagpipe at 6 p.m. idea catches on before the pandemic is over. I don't quite know if it will. Your thoughts?
I don't have many thoughts about the bagpipes, but I really want to talk about this Ford Bronco. Now you have me on my computer looking up what it's going to look like. When is it available?
July.
Oh, man, that's so soon.
Look up OJ's birthday and you'll find out when it's available.
So inappropriate.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, turning on the lights with the weekend. When do you turn on the air conditioning? Perhaps you already have. The average couple takes 5 days of heat before they turn on the AC. Laura and Keith.
Okay.
This is a tough one for you because you just moved into a house with central air.
It does. This is the first time in my entire life I've ever had central air.
I know. So, how long did you wait this year? I mean, it's June 16th. We got another night that's semi-cool, but it's hot during the day.
And then we kind of, like, turn it off. So, we'll set it to 75 so it doesn't run. Okay. Because I get cold, and so does Keith.
That was my next question. Where do you set it? And perhaps we could ask Central PA where they set it. But so, you go 75 during the day?
No. During that's at night. Like, we'll turn it up at night so it doesn't run so much overnight, because there's no need. You can open the windows if you want to, etc. I actually turned it off the other week because it was so cool out. So it was off for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it's like 90, I'll set it at 70.
There you go. That's about
nothing
right.
below that.
A new study shows Americans will torture themselves 5 days before turning on the AC.
I said,
what are you doing? No way. And as soon as it gets hot, I turn it on. And the average temperature Americans set it at, 69 degrees.
Oh, so I'm like right on target.
There you go. You're right there. So Central PA, if you're around what Laura says, and ours is set on 75, and it really keeps the house cool. At 75, I never thought it would, but it does. I don't know. Speaking of coolness, we have a Try It Tuesday coming up where Laura will go out in the yard and make adjustments to her central air unit. And you can,
yes,
too.
Exactly. No.
Anyway, we're going to stay cool with Try It Tuesday, right?
We are going to stay cool with Try It Tuesday. This is a throwback. I bet people are going to be like, haven't done that in years.
Oh, good.
Try it, especially on a sunny day like today.
All right. Stand by.
We won't be in the kitchen. We'll be out in my backyard.
Oh, she moves the kitchen to the backyard. Try It Tuesday is coming up next hour with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hard to Handle News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Did anybody ever say anything really stupid to you? And you just look at them and you're like, okay. I know this happens to you a lot, Laura.
It does.
And I do that. I go, I have learned the phrase, okay then. Okay, then. Now, that could mean a plethora of things. That could mean I don't necessarily agree, but okay. That could mean that's the dumbest thing I ever heard, okay. Or that could mean I'm just going to move along. So, and I do that a lot. I do that a lot.
The okay, then, could be aggressive. It
yes.
could be passive aggressive.
Yes.
It
there
could be
go.
Sarcastic. It mm-hmm. could be positive.
Mm-hmm.
It could be negative. That phrase, depending upon the situation, is quite versatile.
Yes. For instance, I'm at a park in Selins Grove yesterday watching this mm-hmm. exhibition baseball game, and I hear these people talking, and I hear this guy saying, "I don't miss Knoebels as much as I miss firemen's carnivals." And I was like, "Okay then."
Okay then.
I was like, "Oh, yeah, because I just really like those carny rides, you know."
I do love a good carnival.
Yeah. So I was like, okay then. So I bumble upon this article that is all about pointless opinions, and I see that you agree. So you're going to quiz me on these pointless opinions, huh?
Yeah. Someone basically posted a bunch of unpopular opinions about random junk and then asked people whether they agree or not.
All right.
So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
The letter Q is unnecessary. Remove it.
No. What will we do without Nestle Quick?
Wait, or spelled with Q a K. For Queen.
Queen? Hello? Yeah.
Right?
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay, this one gets me fired up.
All right.
Making the bed is a pointless chore.
No, you have to make your bed. Make your bed every day, people.
See, we agree on that.
Okay,
good. The husband, not so much.
All right.
This also is a huge internet debate.
All right.
Orange juice is better with pulp.
I prefer it with pulp, but I'll take it either way.
I prefer it with pulp as well, so we agree.
Okay, good.
Putting a period at the end of a text makes it more aggressive.
No.
So you text someone, okay, period.
I thought that was a capital letter thing made it aggressive. No, the period is proper punctuation.
No, that's aggressive in a text.
Oh, my God, I'm aggressive with almost everybody. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's aggressive. Like, if you're like, okay, period, that's aggressive.
Oh, my word. Okay, then.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Tomatoes are bad and ruin sandwiches.
Who started that? No, depending on the sandwich. You put a tomato on peanut butter and jelly, you just ruined a sandwich. But anything else? That should be okay.
Tomato, like a BLT.
Yeah.
What's a BLT without the T?
It's a BL, I guess. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Oof.
Uh-oh.
The show Friends is overrated.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was a, a culmination of everything that was going on in the time.
Friends is perfect.
Yes,
we
it
don't,
was a great
we
show.
We don't mess with Friends.
Don't touch it. No.
Don't touch it. All right, I'm interested in your answer to this.
Okay.
Nickelback is actually pretty good.
No, I don't like them. I'm sorry.
You don't?
No.
See, I think they're not that bad. I don't know why people hate on Nickelback so much.
You would go to the concert. Okay.
I wouldn't pay for the concert, but I would go.
Okay, then.
Cold weather is better than warm weather.
Cold weather is better than hot weather, but warm weather is just right.
A day like today, starting in the 50s, ending just below 8, today is a perfect day.
There it is. Perfect. Enjoy it today.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
America should just forget about this tipping culture. Get with the rest of the world and pay their workers, their servers, a minimum wage, like a set wage.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, that makes me wonder, because now during the pandemic, when those servers applied for unemployment, their checks were incredibly minuscule because their wage was like $3 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think they should be paid fairly. That's what I think.
There you go.
There it is.
All right, last one.
All right.
And this one is because my husband's still in the house.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay.
Playing video games with friends is actually considered plans. You have plans. You're not just playing video games.
I don't know.
Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know, because I don't play video games, but I take a nap, and that's always planned, and that's nothing aggressive. So I guess if it's some kind of therapy, he's good. Leave him alone.
Okay, then. I agree with you. When he plays video games, he has plans with his friends, even if it's virtually.
There it is. Way to go, Keitho. Pointless Opinions with Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm stuck with you. That song just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. I don't know why. It's just, you shouldn't be stuck with anybody. Come on now.
Right, you're stuck with me. You are.
Well, there is that.
Sorry.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. If anybody comes in tomorrow with a totally different voice and they still call the show Tom and Laura in the morning, somebody's lying. Okay, it's just out there. You remember in the old TV shows when they used to try to replace the character with another person who is still the same character? No. Doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Doesn't work. And here's an experiment we're doing. We're replacing baseball with old baseball. They feel so bad up the hall on Eagle 107.
They
finally got the rights to carry the Phillies on the FM dial, and there's no baseball. So they've been reaching. They've played playoff games, World Series games. This week, we are ready for it?
No, probably not.
We're reliving the September 2007 drive as the Phillies chase the New York Mets for the NL East title.
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun. It starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Phillies and the Mets have always been a cool series, but let's go back to 07 this week on Eagle 107, and let's hope baseball comes back.
Otherwise, I don't know what Tom's going to do, guys.
I'm going crazy already.
Baseball.
I'm going crazy. I went to the Ultimate Express car wash over the weekend. The guy handed me a free Boston Red Sox magnet. He said, here, put this on your car.
Aww.
I said, oh, you know I miss baseball? He goes, no, it blew off somebody else's car.
Hey, free is free.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans coming up next. We always wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What do you have for us today?
I mean, I have a good one, but I feel like I need to find one that says, you know, you don't need an excuse to go and drink some sweet tea.
Today's thought
and
for the day.
That's an original quote from me.
Okay, today's thought for the day ties into Try It Tuesday.
That's
a miracle in itself. Enjoy that sweet tea.
No, it doesn't really. It doesn't really, but Why? Be kind to yourself, right?
Yes.
Make some sun tea, sweeten it on up with a little too much sugar, and kick back on your patio, whatever that looks like in your world, and have yourself a gorgeous day.
And if you missed the video, check it out on the 94KX Facebook page. It's the Try It Tuesday video with Laura in the kitchen, but today in the backyard. Very good. Have a good day,
everybody.
I really
do have a quote, though.
Oh, you do? I was happy with the sweet tea. All right.
Oh, okay. No, well, I have one to share.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Keep on being you. Keep on doing those beautiful, impactful, honest things that only you do. Out here in this crazy world, we need more people just like you.
Be yourself today. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.